We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
Big Fatty wrote in and asked us to tell each other's quirks and oddities. Quirks and oddities, have any of us got any particular quirks?
I'm just a bit weird in general, aren't I?
I think Rich counts as our quirk and or oddity.
I'm just odd.
On his own. Yeah.
He's an oddity.
I'm really normal, but I'm really odd.
There you go. You've got some oddities that we've talked about in a previous podcast where you're very scared of Big Fatty.
Yeah.
And
that's freaky.
Luckily, that doesn't come up too much.
Luckily, that's fine.
So you're kind of all right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just a bit weird in general, aren't I?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 649 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some voice letters. And y'all, we are celebrating a very special day in the Twitterverse. Oh, dear gushy, Big Fatty. Everyone, I hope your Olasoka Day is going well. Y'all, it is the big holiday in the Faroe Islands today. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. And y'all, everybody knows everybody's favorite beaver, Miss Kim Beaver, is over there in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, this is the big holiday in the Faroese Islands. Yes. And y'all, and rather than giving you the history of the Faroe Islands like I did last year on the 29th of July, y'all, I thought I would just go over to the goggle. And y'all, I thought I would just go over and see what the big news is in the Faroe Islands these days. And I thought I'd just read the headlines. Let's just see here now. Faroe Islands news. News on the Faroe Islands continually updated from thousands of sources around the net. Faroe begins drilling operations. Y'all, they are going to drill for petroleum. Because, you know, that's gone so well for the Gulf of Mexico. Faroe man charged in air rage case. Now, y'all, that sounds odd. A man from the Faroe Islands appeared in St. John's Court Thursday after a Lufthansa jumbo jet was forced to make an emergency landing. Y'all, that does not sound good. It sounds like there's some crazies. Canada threatens to bar the Danish fleets from ports. Fishing dispute between Canada and Denmark heats up. Denmark says, stop that bloody slaughter. Japanese food from the land of the Faroes. Let's see what that's all about. Okay, I don't see. I don't see what that's about. It's something about spam bots. Okay. Big Patty, I did not know a spam bot was a Japanese food. Well, evidently it is. So, anyway, y'all, but have very happy special day. And y'all, that was the national anthem of the Faroe Islands that you heard right after the beginning. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, that is the boys from the Flat 29. And y'all, they put out a new episode on Hump Day. And y'all, it was about women. And y'all, at the moment, it is taking forever for it to download to Big Fatty's computer. And y'all, I'm guessing that Big Fatty's computer is not used to downloading anything with the word women in it. I guess that's it. However, y'all, one thing I am used to downloading are voice letters. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. Still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, Tim in Alaska here. Sweetie, I'm getting kind of worried about you. I mean, I know you're the pretty one and all, but this lack of sleep issue you've had lately is going to make it really, really hard to maintain pretty. Losing all that beauty sleep, before you know it, you'll have to stand on your hands and paint eyebrows on your ass to be pretty, and we don't want that. No telling where those balls will be flopping. So just a little advice. Call your friendly neighborhood healthcare professional. If your friendly neighborhood healthcare professional is not a pretty one, pick one who is. He'll understand your plight, and tell him that you need 5 to 10 milligrams of Ambien every night for insomnia, and about an hour before bedtime. Pop your little Ambien in your mouth, wash it down with a little dash of gin and tonic, 2 limes, and in an hour you will sleep like a baby. You'll wake up, God, 2 years younger, 3 years younger, 4 years younger. Before you know it, after 2 or 3 months, you'll be an absolute drop-dead gorgeous 26-year-old. Now, what better thing than that? And just taking a little brown pill to help you maintain your beauty. So I just wanted to pass that along because we're worried about you, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Y'all, that is the one and only Tim from Alaska. And y'all, I believe that may be the first time that Tim has called into the BFO. And y'all, it just goes to show you how easy it is. It's just so easy. Every one of you can do it. In fact, y'all, I've almost Zaxby's chicken tenders and crinkle cut French fried potatoes and some tea. And y'all, that comes with a Texas toast also. But y'all, quite frankly, I'm about to have to blow it out with Big Fatty here, because y'all, I just haven't been getting the calls the way that y'all, this is a two-way street. This is not, this is not just Big Fatty getting on here. Y'all, it is a participatory process. And y'all, if you have not done your part to be participatory, get your ass in gear. That's all I'm going to say. But Tim, you make a good point about having a little Ambien. But y'all, my doctor is not a big believer in prescribing sleep aids. He says, get out and get some exercise and lose some weight and you'll sleep better. And y'all, it's true. But, it doesn't make it any easier to sleep. if only I could fall asleep when I'm doing this podcast, because y'all, I yawn like I, you know, like there's no tomorrow. But Tim, the only thing that I was not excited about in your phone call is that if I get so much sleep, I'll become a 26-year-old. Well, y'all, y'all, the last thing I want to be is a 26-year-old. I mean, my grandson is 26. How odd would that be to have a grandson and his grandfatty the same age? Yes, Big Fatty, that would be vulgar. But anyway, but y'all, I'm quite happy. I am quite happy where I am on the age. Scale or the age chart. So anyway, but Tim, thank you for calling, as Ricky's mama would say. And y'all, our next call, y'all, I believe all three of our calls today are from people who have never called the BFO today, or have never called the BFO ever, not just today. But y'all, our second call today is from John in Michigan.
A Big Fatty, it's John in Michigan. I believe the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Sea hag may have a new version of his baguette titled Big O' Fat Thang. So look for that.
Now, John, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling. But, John, I think your phone was cutting out on you, because, I didn't get all of the details on that. But there was something about the sea hag, you know, those baguettes that she's been talking about. Oh, they're just lovely, lovies. Oh, you just take bread and you dump mayonnaise on it and throw a tomato on it and cheese, and you can just hear it hardening your arteries. But John, how about giving me a call back, because what I got out of all that didn't make a whole lot of sense. No, Big Patty, it did not make a whole lot of sense. However, y'all, we are going to have our final phone call for today, and y'all, it is from the UCK. It is from the UCK, y'all, and it is from none other than one of those little lads, that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is from Dan from the Flat 29. Yes!
Hi, Big Fatty. I've been trying to send you a voice letter, but I can't get it to work over Skype, and the BFO app doesn't seem to work either, so I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, by giving it to a pigeon and then sending that pigeon via email to you. So here it is. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I can't believe you're not coming down to London. Me and Emily are devastated. As a city, we've tried to make ourselves very welcoming to try and entice you down from Edinburgh, but I guess you can't make it, which is a big shame. So we were just wondering how we're going to get our portraits as you as a baby. Because we're moving house soon, we're moving to a new place, and our walls are going to be very bare. And so what better way to fill them than with pictures of Big Fatty as a child? So I don't know. Let us know how that's going to happen. Okay, thanks, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I tell you what, the lads, the blokes, and the what do you call the females? Are they the chokes? Blokes and chokes. I don't know. poor Big Fatty. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. And as far as this picture goes, this picture to decorate your flat, you know, you need to be taking that up with Mr. Vader, because he's the one that promised pictures of Big Fatty as a child. And what can I say? But, you know, Dan, I am devastated. I am devastated that I am not going to get a chance. It doesn't look like I'm going to get a chance to meet you or Emily or Scotty, the little Aussie battler who's going to be over there from Australia. And, in, and what did the, what did the, how did he say it? I'm going to be in Edinburgh. But anyway, but it just doesn't look like an, public party here. You have broken the hearts. You have just broken the hearts of so many people. But anyway, Dan, and I'm sure that, your next door neighbor, Steve in the UK, is going to be, crushed, absolutely crushed to hear that there's a problem with the BFO voice letter app. And Steve, get on it. Yes, Big Freddy, he is on it already. He immediately stopped the reel-to-reel tape, and he is on it. So y'all, if there's a problem with the BFO app, trust me, Stephen the Uck will be focused. He will be focused on getting that fixed. And and you know, I can't wait, y'all, because I just have a gut feeling that the next report from Steve Jobs is going to be, I'm cutting a check. But I don't know that for sure. I may be premature in that, but I don't know. And y'all, if you have a problem with being premature, you might try several teaspoons of honey. And y'all, I can't believe the number of people that made comments on the Twitty about the honey and cinnamon episode. And y'all, it's unbelievable. It sounds to me like, why the hell do we even have doctors or this healthcare thing when it sounds to me like all we need is honey and some cinnamon? You know, no, I'm not going to do an MRI. I'm going to have honey and cinnamon because it kills the cancer. But y'all, speaking of killing the cancer, today, Thursday, the View. The View is having the president on the little show, and y'all. Somebody told me, I don't know who it was. I think it was Larry Klaus said that he had heard that Rush Bimbaugh had sent all of the ladies on the View knee pads. So they could get ready for when the president came. Y'all, that's just ugly. It's just ugly. Just ugly. And anyway, it should be an interesting show. If you don't have it set in your VRC yet, you might want to put it in there just for historical purposes as much as anything else. Now, y'all, tonight is the, what do you call it? It is the Big Brother! The Big Brother! Eviction. And y'all, as you all know, after watching the little show on Wednesday night, hump day night, as you all know, Andrew and Kathy were nominated for the eviction. And I'm not going to go down to the Fat Cave to talk about this, because y'all, the little show is almost over, and I almost bit my tongue there. And we all know that Brendan, the swim coach, he won the power of veto, y'all. He won the power of veto and elected not to use it. So, y'all, Matt, the head of household, his plan failed to backdoor. To backdoor Brendan. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty would like to backdoor Brendan. Big Fatty, y'all, vulgar. That is just vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I read on the Pocket Big Brother update that Reagan, that podcaster, had given Matt, the current head of household, he had asked him for his hand in marriage and had offered him a twisty tie wedding band to seal the deal. And y'all, I can only imagine if they decide to consummate the engagement up there in the head of household room. Rich, what would you think about that?
I'm just a bit weird in general, aren't I?
Yes, you are, but that didn't answer the question. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.